Now, verse 14. Now, behold, in my trouble, I have prepared for the house of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold, and 1,000,000 talents of silver, and of brass and iron without weight, for it's in abundance. Timber also and stone have I prepared, and thou mayest add thereto. David said to him, you won't need to stint in building this temple. You won't have to cut corners. There's no shortage of material. And he said, in the days of my trouble, in the days that I have been king here, I've attempted to build up this kingdom. And in all that trouble, I was gathering material all the time for the temple. Don't you see, friends, that God had taken note of that? And God had rewarded David along that line, and that actually he is a man after God's own heart. God wanted this. He wanted the spiritual part emphasized, and David wanted that above everything else. And by the way, what is really the goal of your life? What is the ambition that you have? We have a generation of young people without any purpose or goal in life whatsoever. Well, I think it's true. They've been brought up in homes of affluence and no Christian direction, no pointing out yonder to something that is worthwhile, something that is glorious, something that is great. These young people haven't been pointed in that direction. They weren't pointed that direction in their home. And my friend, the school is not doing its job. Now, I may sound to you like a heretic and a real revolutionary. I don't think it would hurt to close up many of our schools today. I don't think they're doing young people a bit of good whatsoever until moral training and direction and discipline is given. And I say to you, what is the purpose of living today? The suicides among young people. And then when you see them, that have become this hippie type over the world today, wandering around aimlessly, your heart goes out to them because somebody's failed. I think Papa and Mama failed. I think the schools have failed. I think the churches failed. May I say to you, at least, David's giving direction to the boy. You got a worthy goal. Build God a house. What is your ambition today? Well, let me give you something that's given to me early in life. The question is, what is the chief end of man? That's in the catechism. I used to know it all. Don't now, but I remember this one. It's a good one. What is the chief end of man? The chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. That's worthwhile, friends. Oh, I wish today I could get you enthusiastic about not baseball or football or any kind of ball, but get you interested not in the things that are around us today. And frankly, I wish I could get you interested not even in church work. That may sound revolutionary also. I wish I could get you interested in Jesus Christ, His person. Say, He told me I'm going to be with Him forever. I tell you, and since He's God, apparently His way is going to prevail, not mine. He's got something glorious in view. I haven't, because I don't know what's out there, but I'm interested. This is something we ought to be able to say with Paul, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Friends, David's a man after God's own heart, because he had something high and noble and lofty in mind.